Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, July 27th, 2006. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and we share these messages from our home here in rural Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, each weekday morning. Today's message is titled, That Great Shepherd. Our scripture text today is from 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 25.
For you were like sheep going astray, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls.
As we drive through the Pennsylvania countryside, one of our favorite views is to watch woolly sheep and tottering lambs grazing in rich pasture. The other day, we especially seemed to see a concentration of them in neighboring York County. Seeing sheep prompts reminders of what the Bible says about sheep and the great shepherd. This morning, as I studied God's Word, I am experiencing His peace when I consider my place as a sheep and His role as the great shepherd.
The Bible frequently uses the metaphor of a shepherd and sheep to demonstrate man's relationship with God. In fact, it begins as early as Genesis 49:24, and it's in the final book as well as in Revelation 7:17. Of course, the most beloved passage concerning this is Psalm 23, along with our Lord's words, I am the good shepherd, John 10:11.
In the daily text, Peter seems to be alluding to a verse in Isaiah where we read that, quote, we all, like sheep, have gone astray, end quote. That's Isaiah 53, verse 6. Well, we have indeed all gone astray. Romans 3:23 states, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
A sheep gone astray is in a very dangerous setting. Sheep simply have no ability to protect themselves and are at the mercy of many other predatory animals. Peter wrote that our, quote, enemy the devil prowls around like a roaring lion, seeking for someone to devour. 1 Peter 5:8.
Have you returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls? Although the shepherd seeks the lost sheep, we have a free will. Are you in his fold today? If you are in his fold, rejoice. Life's biggest problem has been resolved.
If you haven't returned to him, do you hear the voice of the shepherd calling to you, come home? Respond to his beckoning voice, the beckoning voice of the great shepherd today. It's great to be under his steadfast love and care. This is our prayer today for each reader, the wonderful benediction in Hebrews 13, verses 20 and 21. Pray with me. May the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will, and may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Brooksine, for sharing the prayer in a rather unconventional way and the way we normally do things today. That is actually a direct quote from Hebrews 13, 20 and 21. Actually reminds me of what prompted the message was last night in a home Bible study, a discussion of the shepherd, the good shepherd, the great shepherd, and prompting some further study. And sure enough, there is this great verse where it speaks of that great shepherd. Well, we want you to be encouraged today. Again, we are Stephen and Brooksine Weber. Do have a couple of supplements on the website today. Our ministry location on the web is at www.dailyencouragement.net. One resource is a beautiful instrumental version of a song I actually wanted to find with the vocals, but I was unable to, called Savior Like a Shepherd Lead Us. It is actually that song along with another classic hymn, More Love to Thee, O Christ. But boy, is it beautiful with the cello. Also have today a couple photos up. One is a photo of some sheep taken right here in Lancaster County. That actually is suitable for a desktop background if you care to use it. In fact, I just changed mine today. I change my desktop backgrounds frequently. I enjoy photography, but it's a desktop background I made with that wonderful portion of the book of Psalm 23 and with that phrase, "Thou art with me." What a wonderful assurance that brings us that God is with us. I also have a picture up with some friends of ours we visited yesterday, Larry and Pat Wright. It's great to have friends from all over the country and stay in touch with people. Well, have a blessed day today. Continue to stay faithful and encouraged in your walk with the Lord.